This would be the report from the development charges update study. Mover and seconder. Do we have one at this time? Moved by Councilor Barber, seconded by, I've got several. Let's go with Councilor Burkett on that one. Any questions or concerns? Seems very straightforward. Oh, Mr. Michael, Mr. Steffen, sorry. Is it Sean Michael Steffen or Mr. Steffen? I just want to get this right. Sean Michael. So Mr. Steffen, let's get this correct. Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Please walk us through what we need to know, sir.
Afternoon, everyone. So this is the background study that's been prepared as an update to the town's 2021-2022 development charge background study. And so the town spent a fair amount of time working through updates to capital costs and servicing plans, largely around the development of the Coburg East secondary planning area. And so this background study would seek to update the bylaw and the calculation of the charges to include the updated capital costs, recognizing the updated funding sources, including the housing enabling water system funding the town was successful in securing, to reflect the appropriate costs for the development charges across the town, with some other minor updates being made, not just in the water and wastewater service areas, which was the primary of the updates, but also with respect to transportation as well, in terms of those growth-related costs that are included in the calculation of the charge. So at this point in the process, the there's no action being sought of council this time. The Development Charges Act requires that the study is posted on the town's website for 60 days prior to council considering the bylaw for passage, and that there would also be a public meeting of council held during that 60-day period, for which there would be the opportunity to hear public submissions and ask questions on the matter before making any decision.
Seems pretty straightforward to me. I guess my one question is in this update, have we looked at provincial and federal recent moves in the DC side, as we've seen both federal and provincial government looking to reduce DCs and or make, you know, is that taken into consideration, or is this more from a straight up looking at what's best for Coburg's reserves and to protect us financially?
It considers legislative changes that are in effect at this time. The recent changes to the Act, to the Development Charges Act through Bill 17, are largely not in effect yet. While they did receive royal assent, they would be enacted through further regulatory changes that have not yet occurred. And so to the extent those are enacted, such as the mandatory deferral of residential development charges to occupancy as opposed to building permit issuance, if and when that does, those changes do occur, any legislative changes would override what's in the town's development charge bylaw, and you'd be required to witness those.
And so the last and final question, when looking at the appropriate DCs, are you taking into consideration in this report, of course, all of the current status of our reserves and our financial sustainability and all of that in terms of our financial outlook from the background prior to making these updates and recommendations?
Yes, good question. So the existing development charge reserve funds are factored into the calculation of the charge. And furthermore, we worked with town staff in assessing which projects it would be anticipated that external debenture financing be required, and including additional financing costs in the calculation of the charge, that not only the principal cost of the projects, but also the additional financing costs would also be recovered through the development charges.
No stone left unturned, sir. Thank you very much. Any other questions of council at this time? Thank you very much for your time today, Mr. Steffen.
You're very welcome.
I know. We're ready to go to a vote. All in favor? So moved. Do I have a motion to move, a mover and a seconder for the bylaw? we are dealing with the 10.1 bylaw being authorized to execution of cash in lieu. So this be the bylaw. So moved by Councillor Darling, seconded by Councillor Burkett. Any final discussions? By all means, Deputy Mayor.
Does the bylaw have to note the amendment that was reflected? That doesn't impact the bylaw.
That's a great procedural question. Mr. Larmer.
Through you, Your Worship, the Deputy Clerk flagged this as well. We just had a conversation about that, and this is the authorization to execute a cash in lieu agreement. So the motion will carry as direction for inclusion in the agreement and the final entering into with that part.
Deputy Mayor, getting ahead of the clerks, incredible. So I have a mover and a second at this time. All in favor? So moved. Now we're on to the confirmatory bylaw for this meeting. Moved during second. So moved by Councillor Burkett, seconded by Councillor Barber. Any questions or concerns? Seeing none, all in favor? So moved. I will now adjourn this meeting at 3:18 p.m. Thank you very much.